fans with, NWA, WCW, and your favorite podcasting host, Bob Cottle, here for, episode 52 of the Incredible Cottle podcast. And, I'm really excited about this week's, episode I'm currently recording. I was asked, a wrestling-related question this week, not a relationship question, but a wrestling one, and it comes from Josh Y, from wherever he's from. He says, why, Bob, does Japan have a bunch of strange death matches? That's a hell of a question there, but before I get to that, I got to plug my sponsors. I got Josh and Hazelnut. They're the Suplexing the City Limit podcast. They're awesome, those two. But to get to your question, why does Japan have so many death matches? Truth be told, I was there for the first death match. It was 1944. It was me and my platoon had caught two of them Japs in the forest there in Okinawa, and we trapped them, and we said, "Listen, fellas, one of you's gonna fight to the two of you are gonna fight to the death. Winner gets to go home." But truth be told, we actually set it up because then our third guy got into the fight. His name was, we called him Ox Maddox. A big son of a bitch, about 6'4", 250, retarded, as the day is long. He had chimpanzee strength. And the match was about 5 minutes long, and I called it on commentary. And Ox tore them apart, literally. He picked one of them up and just ripped him like a piece of paper. Well, that was the first Japanese death match. I hope I helped you answer that question. Since then, it's become a tradition. So thanks to Ox Maddox for doing that. Relationship advice. This is Cuddle McConnell, but before I get to that, I got to say shout out to my good friends at Fully Loaded Wrestling as they have returned to the rings. They were back in April 14th and 15th. They did a hell of a job up there in Minot, from what I'm told, from my good friends up there. They said, they did a hell of a job, so congratulations to them. Relationships advice. I recently had a friend of mine message me. He said, his name's Dusty. He said, "Bob, I'm a recently divorced man, and I constantly want to confront my ex-wife about our relationship to wonder what happened, what went wrong. Bob, should I stop doing this?" I think, Dusty, you should always stop confronting your past. Face the future. That's what I say. Clearly you got to move on. And if you don't, life's going to continue to kick your ass. And find new bitches to fuck. That's what I say. That's what I always say. I'm married 65 years to a beautiful woman, but if I had ever gotten divorced, I thought to myself, "Bob, you grab a wad of cash and you fuck bitches." That's what I say. So find yourself, that's the thing. A lot of guys have high standards. Find yourself a solid one. And you could knock that out of the park. You could hit 8 ones, and it's like fucking an 8. So, congratulations, Dusty. Find yourself a 1, maybe several 1s over the next several months to get back out there. Love you, buddy. I'm right up against it here. I got to go down to my local cafe to go have some corned beef hash. It's 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm done with my afternoon nap, right up against bedtime. It's 6, 7 o'clock. Next week, if I don't get a wrestling question, I'll do more review of WrestleMania 54. Hey, remember, fans, wrestling is a sport.